dining to living to wherever, we help give confused rooms new direction. This is the Confused Room Podcast.
Welcome to the Confused Room Podcast. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again. If you have a room, a space you would like some advice on, like us to reimagine it right here on the show, just submit it to us. Go to our website at confusedroom.com, and we may do that on a future episode of the show. Please like, press subscribe to the show, whatever platform it is you are listening to us on. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. If you're watching us on Facebook as we do this, please leave your comments, and we may talk about them on a future or talk about them on the current episode of the show. Not a future, like, 3 weeks ago, someone said this about the room.
Yeah.
Doesn't pertain to anything, but that was the comment. Our creative juice tonight, Garrett Estate in Olathe, Colorado. We're kind of confused as to the exact enunciation because we've heard it both ways.
Yeah, so apologies.
Wherever you're at.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the neat thing, they are at the same latitude of Napa Valley, different altitude. So that gives them a really neat growing season where it allows the grapes to be a little bit more intense when they actually turn it into something, into wine. So you get a much more richer, deeper wine. So if you like that type of wine, this is a great place for you with their growing season. So thank you guys at Garrett Estate for being a part of the show tonight is our creative juice. Tonight's thing we're going to be doing and talking about is a shelf that we had talked about doing for a little while now. And this is something that we've created really as part of our other show, Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it's more than just a shelf.
Yeah.
It's like a whole wall display unit.
It is. Yeah. And this could be used in really a lot of different applications.
Sure.
We used it in our bar area for spirits, because on that show we feature spirits. Like, we have wine on this one, we have spirits on that one, and we call it just kind of sillily our spirit wall, if you will. But we needed a place to kind of feature those and have them as part of the setting in the background of that program. So what we ended up with is, how we did it, or just show the after so we can kind of talk about it and give some context to this?
Save the after.
Okay.
Till after.
Okay. We'll save the after till after. So we'll go through how this was done, and then we'll kind of talk about some applications for this thing and how it can be used. So it all starts out with a big old piece of plywood. Started out with that, and we decided to stain it. We wanted to see the grain in the wood. We wanted that to be a big part of this. So we got some wood stain and then basically got on it and got that thing all stained up. Did it outside on a nice day where it could dry easily. And once the stain was dried, we also had to get our other pieces to match up, the pieces of shelving that we're going to be using for this. Got that all measured out to our cuts of what we were going to need for building this shelf, and then holding the shelf up with some of the piping here.
Yeah, and we went ahead and spray painted the galvanized piping a copper color to look like copper piping for much less cost.
Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we did some stencil work to really give the plywood backing of the shelf some character.
And there it is up on the wall. We had the bright gold paint stand out against the dark stain of the wood. And I like that arabesque pattern.
Yeah, I was going to ask exactly, what do you call that pattern?
I believe it's arabesque.
Once we got that up, then we put in the holders, which is the plumbing pipes that we spray painted that copper. And then on top of that, measured out the shelves themselves and easily affixed them all together with a nail gun. And this is the finished product right here. Our spirit wall, which we have a piece of lighting right above it, which really helps to accent it, to make it stand out, and you can see everything that we have on it. But a piece like this, I mean, there's a lot of applications where you could do the same sort of thing.
Sure, anytime you want to display something. Now, a couple of things I want to talk about before we get too far into how to alter it for other purposes.
Yeah.
We made sure that the board itself was screwed into studs because we knew we were going to have quite a bit of weight on there.
Yeah.
And then the piping was screwed into this thick plywood, so we felt, confident that it was going to hold as well.
Yeah.
We also didn't just put a shelf on top of these pipes and call it a day. We mm-hmm. built kind of almost a well, if you will, so that there's a lip. So if we did have a tremor or something, these bottles aren't going to just fall off. Yeah. And one really important thing, when you use pipes as shelving brackets, there are pipe, I forgot what they're called. They're almost like a cuff that you can... It goes around the pipe and then you screw it into the wood that is sitting on top of the pipe, and it keeps your piece of wood steady from sliding.
Okay.
That's very important because, you know, one small move and this whole thing could topple off that end bracket.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to consider. And all of those pieces are very inexpensive. It's well worth it to buy the 12 pack of those little cuffs and make sure that your shelf is going to stay where it's supposed to.
Sure. And this thing overall, I mean, there's so many ways that there could be an application for it. I mean, between the colors and the design. I mean, we were even originally, when we were thinking about this, of, you know, adding a third shelf to it and mm-hmm. to add a bottom area. But I mean, this I could see also being used as like a coffee type bar, a tea bar. It's a great idea for, I think, a smaller space, like an apartment, or a townhouse, someplace where you maybe don't have the room to actually put a full bar in of sure. whatever you want. Or just even in your kitchen, if you want to have a space for your teas, and you can display them really nicely in some, you know, clear glass jars, coffees. You can do something with mugs on one jar. You can do the coffees on the other. There's so many variations, and you can make this real bright and cheery as well. It doesn't have to be as dark as this was made.
Oh, sure. And you know, that's one thing with a small space. People underutilize walls and mm-hmm. vertical storage. Vertical storage is huge because it gives the illusion of a larger space because you're not taking up a footprint with another cabinet or table or whatever you would normally set these things on. The vertical storage puts it on the wall. So it's also easier to, you know, access as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think too, I mean, especially like for an apartment or something, that was one of my always big concerns of what I'd like to do. You can't do because it's an apartment. You can't like rip the wall out. You can't affix, you know, yeah. I mean, you can affix pictures and stuff. And if you can affix a picture, you can affix this to right. a wall in an apartment, and then unaffix it and fill the holes when you're done. It's one of those ways to really add a lot of personality to a space that maybe you otherwise thought you couldn't. And then still take it with you without it being like a built-in to something that you're going to have to walk away from. I wish I would have thought of things like this back then because it would have been really handy.
Something I would love to do is build another unit like this, but maybe a little bit more narrow and a different take on it and use it for storage in the closet for girly stuff like purses and scarves and things. Use vertical storage
sure.
and have it also be a pretty display.
It'd be great for something like that, just with the bars themselves, even without the shelves for hanging.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a perfect use for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of neat things that can be done with a piece like that. But I was kind of proud of that piece. We got it done in a couple hours in an afternoon, and it turned out nice.
It's fun to do the small projects sometimes because it seems like sometimes the long projects go on and on and on. Kind of like, I'm so ready to be done. But the little ones kind of recharge you. Like, oh, look what we did.
You get instant gratification out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's nice with projects sometimes.
But I am ready to get back into some big projects. Took a couple weeks off because of spring break and family visiting. And I'm ready to get back into tearing some stuff up.
Sure. We will get there.
I know.
And I'll give you a giant big sledgehammer and you can just start tearing things. I'm like, why did you knock that wall down? I don't know. I just wanted to do something.
Like, no.
Okay. Hanging decor.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say here. Like, what's some of your favorite things that you found to hang, you know, with a purpose, without a purpose? It doesn't really matter. Just some things that stand out that you're liking.
I love architectural items as wall decor. Old windows, old doors. I also like old signage, which I include my windmill tail in that, and your food and cocktail sign, which we need to get hanging in the bar.
Sure.
I love that thing. I'm not a big fan of let's just go to X home store and find a random picture that has no special meaning to you, unless mm-hmm. you see it and you fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big, let's just fill the wall with stuff that doesn't have a meaning.
Sure.
I'd rather make a piece of art on mm-hmm. a canvas before I go buy one, because then at least it has some kind of story. And we featured some of those yeah. when we did the basement. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing wrong with that. I just personally like having a little meaning behind these things.
Well, and the thing is, there's certain things you can do and you can't do, you know, like making a giant, you know, metal, you know, clock.
Sure.
That's decor store. But the thing is, there's so many things you can do, mm-hmm. And I think that almost anyone can do, mm-hmm. if they realize just how approachable some of those projects are.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I like to show about the show, is just how easy it is to do some of those things and get just as good results, if not better, than going to the store and buying the pre-made piece. And sometimes it's going to cost you about the same, because some of those pieces can be pretty cheap and go, oh, great deal. But once it's on your wall, you're like, yeah, that's special. Not really. But,
or it's the in picture of yeah. the year, and then.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere.
Exactly. And then it's like, oh, we have that at our house. And every place you go.
It's like, well.
You're talking about the picture of the man and the woman on the end of the bar
yes.
with the martini. And it's yes. kind of it's on canvas and it's dark maroon and browns uh-huh. and blacks. Yeah.
And I still like those.
I did too. I'm waiting for it to go out of vogue. And then it's like, oh, look, it's back.
It's special again.
Yeah. It's like yeah. Velvet Elvises. They're back. I'm hanging them all over the place because no. nobody does that anymore.
No Velvet Elvises ever.
What about velvet? What about a painting of me on velvet? Wouldn't that be?
No.
I could do like the... Like, because his velvet paintings always had him holding the microphone. And he had a big collar like this too. I could... Yeah. If I sat
you
really
look
still...
You more like Count Dracula and less like Elvis.
That's a great, great quote. You look more like Count Dracula and less like Elvis. What do you think of the luxury vinyl plank flooring?
We have that currently.
Never heard of it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
We have that currently through our entire house, and we put it down ourselves.
Yeah.
And it has held up really, really well to us doing remodeling on top of it, but there are some spots that you can only drop so many pieces of sheetrock on a floor before it starts to be torn up.
Sure.
It's really durable for what it is. It has improved immensely over just like the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Because we went with like the, you know, $1.50 a square foot version, which now you can get more expensive with luxury vinyl plank than even the cost of real wood
yeah.
or engineered hardwood, because people want it for the convenience and the waterproof factor. But I don't know. I'm tempted to, when we replace it, go back with another vinyl plank product, but one that's got more texture and that is waterproof. Mm-hmm. But then I'm kind of like, if I'm going to spend that much, me having a flooring background, it's just like against my... everything I know to spend more on that than on wood. It mm-hmm. just depends on the space you're using it in for its purpose. It, obviously, in a bathroom, you're not going to put real hard wood. That's not going to hold up with moisture. You could do porcelain tile that looks like wood, but these waterproof vinyl planks are also a really good option.
Yeah, and that is a fairly new thing to the market, and it is interesting how much better they are getting. We almost did like first generation of the stuff through most of our house.
Yeah.
And then second generation in our offices.
Yeah.
And we're both like, oh wow, this new generation of it's like even better. And
it is.
And now there's a third and a fourth, and those two are even better as well. And that's where you start getting into that territory of where they're costing even more than literally wood.
Right.
But then there's the benefits beyond it, where you do a, you know, like a blind taste test here of this, you know,
is lick it, your floor.
Exact lick your floor. They've been doing it at the Home Depot. I saw these people are in the flooring aisle. They put paper bags over their heads and they go here, and there's a little hole for your tongue to come out of the bag. Lick the floor. Tell me which one is real wood and tell me which one is vinyl plank. And most people are preferring the taste of Pepsi to Coke, even though they're not having Coke or Pepsi. It's really weird.
I will say there are some that are so realistic that unless you touch them, you can't tell what mm-hmm. it is.
I agree.
But yeah. those are going to be your $5 or $6 planks when you can get an engineered hardwood for $4.
And that's the thing, though. You can't tell what it is, but then it has the waterproof and has those right. other benefits. But the con is you really can't refinish it either. It's like, that's your color for life. Enjoy.
And until you're ready to replace it.
Sure. You have to think of it. Will you change the color, though? Or is this kind of...
I think it's a good product, but I think just like anything, it has its definite purpose.
Yeah.
And it just depends on what your purpose is with it.
Sure. Is there anything that we use today as far as, I'm still on the wall decor thing because that's really what we're doing here in this episode.
But that was a great question.
Yeah, sure. That we use today as hanging decor that 10, 15 years ago, we really couldn't have gotten away with. Somebody would have been like, what the hell are you, why is that on the wall?
I would say just about any farmhouse stuff 10 or 15 years ago, people would have been like, ew, you know, because it's so distressed and simple and primitive and rustic that people didn't appreciate it so much.
Okay.
Like my old window. I don't think 15 years ago anybody would have wanted that old window on their wall.
Or what about the barn door or the door on the barn hinge?
You know, I don't know. I think that would have been cool had somebody done it back then.
Yeah, sure.
I think it would have taken off. I'm not real sure had the farmhouse movement not come around that some of these other things would have ever been okay.
And it's interesting because there's a big difference when people talk about the farmhouse movement and what was kind of the variation or the version of the farmhouse movement back in the 90s, which was mainly, I mean, it was, I guess, what, country? You know,
it was very country, very primitive, like almost colonial country, you know, like crafts they would have made in the 13 colonies, you know, things like that.
And then you got kind of the kitsch stuff that would be just like the wood cutout that said country or, you know, and it would just be everywhere and just like. This was never really part of...
The thing is, there's a whole difference between what's going on now and what's going on back then.
Sure.
Because the farmhouse movement is just that. It's a movement. People are going and eating more farm-type meals. They want that simpler type life. That it's not just in decor. It's a whole thing people are gravitating towards with their entire lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And with all the farmhouse stuff we have here, we now have our own animals underneath our deck that we're raising. It's weird. They're not traditional farm animals, though. That's the thing.
I tell you what, if we had 10 acres, we'd have all kinds of animals.
That'd be fun. Yeah. But for now, we're just dealing with milking raccoons.
Our animals would die when they fell off the cliff. It won't work.
We do have a fox in the neighborhood that seems to do pretty well.
Have we talked about the fox on this show or is it just the other show?
I don't know. I think it might just have been the other show. But there, we have a fox in the neighborhood and we do have a lot of wild animals here. They're not ours though. And I don't think it'd be legal.
But you think
to
of them as
them.
Pets because you see them every day.
They're always out there. But there's this fox that lives down the road. And he, at first I thought he had rabies. Cause I just pulled up the road and he's just laying in the road, sunning himself, like on his back. I thought he was dead first. And then he kind of gets up, walks over to the side of my truck. I roll my window down thinking he's going to say something to me. I don't know why I rolled my window down. Maybe
you were asking for a bite.
I was waiting for him to like leap up in and I thought this is a bad idea. So I rolled it back up, but he just stands there like a cat or a pet dog. And he just kind of looks up at me. It's like, yeah. And then goes back in front of my truck and just sits there. And like, oh my God. And he was so mangy. He was missing big chunks of fur. And I really thought he had rabies because I've seen animals with rabies. And I felt bad for the guy because it's like, oh no. And he's confused. And this is just not good. There's a lot of, you know, kids and stuff in the neighborhood. But I called some people around here and I said, have you seen the fox? And yeah, he's been here for years.
So he's not rabid.
He's just really rough. It's like, okay. And it was weird because the next day he was sitting outside the Starbucks with a cup. And
he was not. No, but this fox looks like he's the bully fox, you know? He looks like...
I don't know if he's bully. I think
he looks like the mean kid on Christmas Story
in
a fox.
Okay.
Because he's kind of red and weaselly looking.
Yeah, he's been through a lot, it looks like. Like, he's probably tumbled down that cliff a time or two. And it's a steep cliff. And I've seen them out there, like, on the other side of the... I've been down at the bottom of the cliff walking, and I've seen a fox running and then, like, losing its balance and kind of, like, going down and then getting back up. And it's all limestone. I mean, even an animal is going to get a little beat up out there. But it looks like he's the man who's been doing that a few times. So that's our nature. And I've milked him a couple times, too, and feed it to the kids. Like, it's the mangy fox milk this morning, kids. I'm sorry. The Cheerios might be a little rancid, but it's all we got. That's how we roll. Milking the wildlife.
We don't milk anything.
I just bring it up because you're watching Meet the Fokker or Meet the Parents earlier. Right?
Yeah.
That's what that brought to my mind. So, all right. Should we stop talking about milking wildlife?
I think that would be good.
All right. That wraps up this episode of Confused Room. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for tuning in. If you've been watching on Facebook, it's got a lot of LOLs and OMGs on that. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please press subscribe. We could not do this thing without you. We greatly, greatly appreciate your support. And if you have a room or space you want some advice on, please submit it. Send it to the website at confusedroom.com. Next week, we have a bathroom to do. And you know what else we got, which I didn't even think of? Because I was talking to you yesterday. I said, do we have any projects of ours for next week? We do. We have a wall out there.
We do, but it's not stained.
Not stained, so that's not ready?
That's not ready
for prime time?
It's not ready.
Okay, I thought that could be. But okay.
No.
Okay, not ready for yet. Okay. Well, we have a bathroom so far, and I know I have another room ready. I haven't done any editing to it yet. I think it's like a living type space. Anyway, next week we'll see you here Thursday at 8 p.m. Central. Here on our Facebook page. So until then, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Confused Room.